Are you making these excuses for not investing in the help you need? As somebody who's been selling an online coaching program for business owners for nearly a decade, I've pretty much heard every reason under the sun for why somebody might not want to sign up. And of course, a lot of these reasons are fair and legitimate. I would never push somebody to sign up for a program if it wasn't right for them or if they truly didn't have the money. That's not what this is about. But there are a couple of excuses that I do hear over and over again that I think actually aren't good reasons not to sign up for something. That's a couple double negatives in there. And I want to talk about it. And again, no, one of these excuses is not, I can't afford it. There's lots of ways to handle the conversation when people say that they can't afford it, but that's not what this post is about. So the two excuses that I want to talk about, they're actually typically misconceptions about what you actually need to succeed in a program. And I'm definitely calling myself out here too, because I have even used these excuses before when I was nervous to make an investment. I think we all want to make sure that we spend, that the money that we spend on something is actually going to get us to where we want to go and what we need. And so I find that our brain does all kinds of wild things to try to ensure that that's going to happen. Basically, our brain is trying to control the outcome. We want to control every single outcome. We want to make sure that we're going to get exactly what our brain is telling us we need, because that's going to keep us safe and it's going to ensure that we're successful, right? Unfortunately, that's not how it works. So here are the two common reasons that people don't sign up for programs when they should be signing up for a program. And I think it's helpful for you to be aware of these so that you're not blocking yourself from signing up for something or getting support in something that could truly help you. The first one is not being available for all of the coaching calls. This is a huge one, and I've done it too. You get excited about a program, it looks like exactly what you need, but it's expensive, and that feels scary, and so your brain starts to freak out and starts trying to sabotage you, and it tells you that you need more details to know if this is truly the right fit. So you email the course creator and you ask them for the coaching call schedule, and when you get it, you realize, uh-oh, you're not going to be available for every single coaching call, damn it. So you convince yourself that you're not going to sign up, it's not right, it's not meant to be, or it's not going to work for you, because in your head, you're telling yourself that you need to be available for all the calls in order to truly make the most of the experience and be successful in the program. So you talk yourself out of joining, and this is a huge mistake. Despite what your brain thinks, you don't actually need as much support as you think you do, and I would put money on this. I bet that even if you were available for every single call, you wouldn't show up to those calls anyway. Do you know how I know? Because I see it happen all the time in our Uncage Your Business program. My students who sign up always insist that they need to be available for all the calls. They put them in their calendar. They tell me they're making a commitment. And when it comes down to it, calls come and go and I don't see them there. So why? Why is this happening? It's not even that their schedule is so full and they're so busy and they can't make it. It's that they truly don't feel like they need to be coached on that particular week. Sometimes they listen in, but they don't ask any questions. Sometimes they don't show up, but they listen to the recording. And sometimes they do neither. And often I get emails from people saying that they're still around, they're chipping away at the work behind the scenes, and they're doing well, but they just didn't have any particular questions that they needed feedback on. So we have about 150 to 200 people in Uncage Your Business at any given time. And I'd say the calls usually range from about 5 to 35 people on a regular basis. And only a fraction of those, maybe somewhere between 5 and 15, have actually submitted a question to be coached. So there's your proof that even though you think you need to be available for all of the calls, you probably wouldn't show up anyways, and you definitely don't need to be available. I had this experience too last year when I signed up for a $38,000 year-long mastermind, and it was by far the biggest investment I've ever made in my business. We had coaching calls every second week. And because it was such a huge investment, when I signed up, I told myself that I would absolutely make it a priority to be on every single call. And in all honesty, I probably showed up to only a small handful of calls over the year. Why? Because same thing, I didn't need as much support as my brain was telling me that I needed. Yes, I did need some, so I showed up when I needed it, I got what I needed, and then it went off for a month, a week, whatever it was in between to implement what I was learning. Or I listened to the call recordings and I ended up getting most of my answers there. Because when you're in a group program like that or a mastermind, inevitably other people have the same questions you do, and listening to them is going to help you get a lot of clarity. But this idea that we need this constant hand-holding in order to succeed, not only is it false, but it's disempowering, and it takes the onus of success off of you and it puts it onto something external, which is not a good place to be. And so if you're a new business owner, I get that making investments is scary and it's natural that you want to make the most of them. And I'm not saying that coaching calls and live support in programs aren't useful, but what I'm saying is that I can almost guarantee that you don't need as much as you think you do. Any course creator that's had a program that has a track record of getting results, so I'm putting up my hand here, we've been running Uncage Your Business for over 10 years, has guaranteed they've already done a good job of putting together the content in a way that helps you get the results. So it's not the hand-holding, it's not talking directly to them every single day, it's not getting the feedback, it's not checking in on you every step of the way that's going to get you the results. It's joining a program that has structured content, it's tailored to what you need, it's taught in a way that you can implement, and it has support available when you need it. Now, obviously, there's some shitty courses out there that don't have their content well organized, that just don't have the course set up in a way to actually help you move through it. And so in those cases, you're going to get stuck and you're going to have a lot more questions and frustrations and things like that. And that tends to be the case with newer courses that haven't been around that long, that haven't really been refined over the years. But for the most part, any good course creator should have refined the content enough and brought enough students through the program that they see where you're going to get stuck and they have a piece of content or a coaching call or something in there to help you get through that, even if you didn't have any calls at all. Over the years, we've invested probably over $12,000 in hiring three different course curriculum design experts to help us. Literally, they go through Uncage Your Business and they tell us how to make it better from a curriculum standpoint to ensure that it gets results. So we have students who sign up and never attend a single coaching call. And in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, they've ghosted, they hated it. You know, all my fears and mindset stuff kick in. And then they email us saying that they're doing amazing. They've been so busy working with clients. They like haven't been, you know, coming to the calls, but that like they're very thankful they joined. So don't ever let not being available for every coaching call hold you back from investing in something that could potentially change your business. Okay, the second excuse that I see people making for not signing up for programs, and again, I have done this one, but I've learned my lesson, is saying that they don't need all of the content that's taught. So if you've taken other programs and been chipping away at your business for a while, it's likely that there are certain things that you need help with and certain things that you don't. So if you're looking at a course curriculum and there's some stuff in there that you already know, but some other stuff that you definitely need help with, then you should definitely still sign up. We get this sometimes with our students in Uncage Your Business. They'll be interested in the program, but they'll tell me, well, I already have a niche, so you know, this isn't the program for me. I need something else. And you know, my question to them is like, okay, are you getting paid clients in that niche? Do you know what to do with that niche? Have you done the market research in that niche? Have you created like packages specifically for that niche? Like, do you understand all of the rest of the ecosystem of how to build a business around that niche? Just because you have a niche or just because you have one piece of your business doesn't mean you have everything sorted out. And our brains do this funny thing where we think we need to make the most of every investment. So we believe that if we only need 50% of the content, then it's not worth 100% of the price. But what if that 50% was the missing piece that you needed to make your business 100% successful? My guess is then the price would be irrelevant, right? So sign up to get what you need and let the rest just be a refresher or a refinement of what you already have. I'm curious if there's an investment that you've written off or not signed up for because of one of the reasons above. And if there is, and if it happens to be Uncage Your Business, which we're enrolling for now, I would encourage you to go back and revisit the option of joining that program. There's a very good chance that you're missing out on something that could truly help your business. If you are listening to this and you've been seeing all our stuff about Uncage Your Business and you've got questions, but maybe you also have hesitations about joining for one of the reasons above or for some other reason, definitely let's chat. You can pop over to my email inbox, hello@theuncagedlife.com. And there's always a live chat on our website as well, where you can reach me. And I'm also answering a lot of Instagram DMs these days. So feel free to shoot me a message in any of those places. And I'm happy to chat more about it and see if it's a fit for you.